What's up? It's LaRussell. You probably heard me on Sway in the Morning, on Breakfast Club, doing a sold-out show in Brooklyn, doing a sold-out show at home, building a venue in the backyard, building my own ticketing platform, doing 100K in revenue on a physical album. It's not the fucking same. We here with Nyla and we need to talk, but not too much.
Guys, and welcome to another episode of We Need to Talk. Now today I have LaRussell in the building.
Come on, lovely, incredible.
I love that. Yeah,
let's go. Oh, we destroying the city right now.
No.
Yeah, come on.
I wasn't there.
Come on.
I seen it on my story though.
It's different.
Yeah. How does it feel? Because New York is not an easy place to gather like a crowd and a fan base.
No, New York is actually one of the tougher markets, right? Because they have a heavier critique on hip hop specifically. Yep. So it feels incredible to do 500 people in 8 hours is absolutely insane. You know, there's a lot of artists that are on and prominent that can't do that type of number in that amount of time.
Facts. I was going to say, what made you even want to do it like a surprise like that?
It wasn't supposed to be that big. Honestly, we were just going to do a little pop-up. I was like, let's just do something for like 50 to 75 people. And we just end up getting over 500 offers. So it was like, fuck it. Let's go. Let's figure out how to scale it up. But initially, it wasn't supposed to be that big. I didn't know that it would be that many people interested that fast, right?
Yeah.
Quick turnaround.
That's hard, though.
They showed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember the last time I actually ran to some shit like that was when J. Cole did like
the Dollar and the Dream joints.
He did one for K.O.D. I think it was K.O.D. One of the albums. And I was like, oh.
Gotta go.
I was at my job. I'm like, oh, fuck it.
Gotta go. That's hella dope. That's hella dope.
That's what you just did.
Right? And right. Right.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Yeah, that's nuts. I appreciate it.
That's really hard. And congrats on the album.
Come on.
Let's talk about it. I wanted to ask you before we actually start. How is life? Is life going great?
Life's exceptional right now.
Okay.
Yeah, but life's always going great.
So you hate when life is going great.
I do. Me, but life is always going great.
Okay.
You know, no matter how you wake up, the sun is still shining. You just feel differently about it that day. But the life don't change. That's still going.
That's true. You know, I was trying to figure out, like, why you did your album cover the way you did. Because I'm like, what's the correlation between the album title and the cover?
Right.
What is it?
Well, I feel like the cover kind of sums up that energy. Initially, when we were going to shoot the cover, it was like, oh, let's do the birthday theme and no one's really around. But as we start shooting the cover, we were just having fun. And that's what we ended up with. And I feel like that's a great culmination of what the title is. Like, sometimes life is going exceptional and I just feel shitty through it. I just feel negative. But I'm still smiling through it. I'm still having a good time, but that doesn't change the feelings and the emotions around it.
Yo, that's such like a weird like place to be in.
Right.
Because I've definitely been in that. I feel like I fall in and out of that like often.
Right.
But it's like so many great things are happening, but for some reason I don't match the energy of what like everybody around me else feels.
Right. And I think that's normal. I think everyone deals with that and feels that. Like things could be going exceptional and you will look for just all the pieces of why it's not. And sometimes it's hard to find why life isn't great, right? But you're just seeking so bad, and sometimes we're just used to feeling that, you know, you kind of find comfort in trauma sometimes.
Yeah. Damn. I hate that. You're right.
I hate when life's going great. See, now you get it. Exactly.
Full circle.
Come on, right? Interview over. It's been another great episode and we need to talk.
But it don't even necessarily be trauma, honestly. It could just be like, I don't know what this is. I don't know what this phase of life is. And that's why I feel like my energy doesn't match what's happening around me. That makes it.
I feel like a lot of negative emotions and feelings and like fear and misunderstanding is connected to trauma. I don't think trauma is always like some abrasive, intense experience. You know, trauma is just an experience that you had that impacted you in some way. I don't even think all trauma is negative per se, you know.
True enough. Okay. So you set the tone of your project with Run.
Yeah.
What was the inspiration behind that record? Because it kind of had some sad storytelling.
Strange Fruit Hanging, Blood on the Leaves. Yeah, yeah. Run.
Can't imagine the trauma seeing blood on your seed at the burial ground, shoveling mud on your seed. Yeah. I can't imagine that, and I don't ever want to. So, but what where were you at when you wrote that?
I don't remember my exact mind state, but usually, like, every time I hear a beat, it takes me to a specific place and time within life and lineage. And, you know, in the past few years, we witnessed a lot of people just pass and die on camera. And Run is just one of those artistic ways of just sharing the plight. Like, I can't imagine the trauma seeing blood on your seed at the burial grounds. Like, we've had to witness so many people bury their children publicly. Right. They had to experience that trauma publicly. Yeah. The whole world is talking about it and you're trying to grieve and get through it. And every day you turn on your phone or the news and they talking about it. So Run is just one of those songs. And it's called Run because that was I was thinking of like the Ahmaud Arbery time when he was going jogging and the white people pulled up on him. And it's like, you know, when it get dark around here, you better run. It's just the state that we live in.
When you mention, like, you kind of can't run, LOL, from, like, escape. Like, you can't escape it because people are posting it every hour. You see it on the news and stuff like that. Do you feel like, I know, and I say this all the time, if anything ever happens to me, I don't want people posting your last photo with me, like, oh, my gosh, you'd be so great. Especially people I don't know. Like, I personally don't like that, but I wanted to know, how do you feel about that?
I don't have a preference on life when I'm dead. Okay. Right. I'm gone. So, you know, if you're left here, you do with it whatever you will. I don't really have a preference. I won't be here to experience
that's
it.
That's true enough. That's actually a really good way of looking at it. Okay. So, next up on the project is Sign Me Up.
Yeah.
Did you ever find the boat that you were looking for?
I was in the boat the whole time. And the preference of Sign Me Up is like a sink or swim. It depends on how you look at your boat. You could either be sinking or you could be sailing. And that's all dependent on your perspective.
I didn't catch that. I can catch it now, but I didn't catch it when I was listening to it. Because what I thought you were saying is more so like, I guess it is within you. But it's like finding the things that make you happy.
Right. It's Sign Me Up is like just seeking. Like I'm talking about all the things that I could really use and really benefit from that I already have.
Right.
But you're just constantly in a state of seeking. So you don't realize that.
So I guess it's like a perspective check.
Yeah.
So what, like when making this album, did you like hold these records? Like, did you make these during the pandemic or this is all based off of?
I think we made a good half of this album in late 2021. And then I've made like the final three or four tracks just a couple months ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
And those are the ones towards the end?
I Hate When Life's Going Great, Gotham, and what was the third most recent joint? Perfect Timing. Those were the last three.
That's the upbeat one, right?
Timing, yeah.
I'm like, this Bruno Mars right
come
here.
Come on!
Nah, I like it. It's good up-tempo. I love up-tempo because I'm back. A radio DJ. But, Perfect Timing. That's actually the next one on there. So,
come on.
Who's stressing you over the money?
Me.
You.
Yeah.
You're stressing yourself over the money.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, money just brings about different conversations and different experience with everyone intertwined with whoever touches the money or gets the benefit from the money. So definitely a me thing.
How have you been like, because financial literacy isn't really taught to us. So like, how have you been strengthening yourself in that?
Through experience. I think you only learn how to use money by using money. So as I've been able to grow and progress, I've been able to learn how to utilize money as a tool a lot better.
But people around you are treating you differently because you got money.
Not necessarily treating me differently, but people act a bit differently. And I think that's just natural because it's a change of course. Like when you're able to, people just act a little bit differently. People ask for different things, you know, when it's of different levels of access.
Understood.
Yeah.
And how are you like navigating that? Like, is it just like everybody, the answer is no unless you my child. You know what I mean?
No, I'm a hyper yes. I don't give a lot of not when it comes to money. I don't give a lot of no's. Oh. It just I don't give a lot of no's when it comes to money. Because money's just like a tool. Like that's the one thing that I care very little about in life, right? But yeah, I mean, I just take it as it comes. You know, some discussions are a bit tougher to have, and some are like, hey, easy call. You deserve it. You earned it.
Got that. I love that. I love that money isn't like your driving root of this.
Yeah, no, we've been broke for a long time. So, you know,
that being said, that's what makes people like, nah, I got to get it. And I can't stop type of thing.
I mean, I feel like I'm in such an abundant flow that, you know, I can't. Right. Yeah. That's the one thing I don't have to worry about. I know for certain I'm going to make some money. So we could, you know, align the focus elsewhere, because that's the one thing we going to do. We going to make some paper.
So I guess legacy wise, what would you say like your aim is? If money is not like, you know, your end all be all, what's like your legacy plan?
Impact. You know, I feel like the best thing you could leave on this earth is a blueprint for someone else to be able to follow and do something grander. You know, Nipsey left me the Proud to Pay blueprint. You know, so many artists left us an independent blueprint to go establish and build what I'm building now. So my thing is just impact. Like, I want to change lives in a real way. Like, we're doing the Proud to Pay Cafe at Home right now, and people get to eat for the next 3 months. And that's like true impact to me, because someone was fed for 3 months. They didn't have to worry about going hungry, right? And I think that's what it's about for me. It's just like actual impact, something that really changed someone's life. Yeah. Not in a moment, but for a period of time to where they were able to actually change and get it. Right, right. One less thing you have to worry about.
That's really dope. What made you even come up with that concept?
It's been just like a slew of ideas leading to this one. Like, okay, you know, we started with like Proud to Pay shows and Proud to Pay merch and Proud to Pay albums. And then I did Proud to Pay brunches. And now it's like everything I do right now. Right. You know, as you execute ideas, more come.
Expand.
Right.
Yeah. And it's really nice in there.
Right, yeah, man. Shout out to Alberto, man. He renovated the whole shop and it looks incredible.
It does.
Yes.
I honestly would love to go.
You got it. Oh, come on.
I might.
Yeah. Pull up.
How long is it going to be there till?
The end of the year.
Okay.
And it might be there forever, depending on how it goes.
Aww.
Yeah.
That would be fly.
You got to come to the pergola.
Pergola?
So we built a venue in my backyard. And we do really dope shows. We've done like 4 big ones in the summer. The pergola.
Fire.
Yeah.
Define pergola.
So it's kind of like a gazebo, but better. Mm. I'm not going to say better. It's just different.
Come
on.
I'll be the judge. I'll go. I'll
fat, yeah.
That is really cool. And I really love that you did that. I hope you guys expand.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And my goal is to like partner with a bunch of restaurants in the city. And not just restaurants, a bunch of different businesses that offer things and just kind of make them proud to pay services. And we just take care of the community that way.
That is really fire. Whenever you're ready to start your New York branch, let me know.
Come on.
I'll definitely participate in that.
Love it.
I saw the video. I'm like, this is a genius idea. Why didn't nobody else think of this?
Because they don't care about the people.
Yeah. Good company, right?
Come on.
All right, so Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah.
This one is the saddest song on the project to me.
You think so?
I think so. You don't think so? There's other ones.
The saddest?
Yeah.
I think Making It Easy is probably the saddest.
No, that one was just, oh, God. We'll get to that one. You're
such an asshole. That's hilarious.
Why you just don't break up with the girl?
That is funny. It's not even a relationship to break up from. It's just like, you know, you go through woes of life and you are two different people and you're at different phases in life. It's not really about breaking up. Because you can't really break up with people that are close to you and close to your heart. You kind of just got to go through things to get through them.
Okay. But you're saying, actually, hold on. Where did I put my notes for that?
She got lyrics. And receipts.
Here it is. I'd rather play with your feelings, rather play with your mind.
Yeah.
And make you feel like you're mine. You get good at it when you do it all the time. Should I even hit your line? Just wanted to hear your voice one more time and let you know I'm good. I instantly... That is trauma. I read that and I'm like, oh my God.
Right. That's trauma. That's not like trauma. I don't, those things aren't always by, it's always by choice, but not always by conscious choice. Sometimes you're just dealing with someone who's in a specific place in life, and that's the result of it. Mm-hmm. And, that's just what it is. Like,
but why not just be like, why be an asshole to the girl? Why not just be like, look, I'm heading left and you're heading right. We're just not on the same page right now.
Not a conscious effort. I don't think I'm an asshole to anyone intentionally ever.
Okay.
This is just like, you just may end up on the unfair end just because of where I am in life. Not in an asshole way. Like, rather play with your mind and make you feel like your mind isn't something that you... Yeah, okay, I guess.
I read this and I'm like, I feel like this has happened to me before.
That's hilarious. I don't think that's ever through intention. Like, yeah. I say, I think it's just through one of those things that's through trauma and through just lack of
emotional IQ.
Lack of that, lack of ability, lack of nurturing, lack of stability, lack of a bunch, right?
lack of a bunch, right?
You gotta not be feeling great to treat anybody unwell.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, you have to be unwell to treat people unwell, and you can't expect great treatment from people who aren't feeling great themselves.
That's true.
But if you choose to involve yourself with people who are in those states, and you know, because they constantly say what state they're in, that's at your own leisure. You can't be a victim.
But you know, some people are like, okay, sometimes, and then not okay sometimes. So, you might really love the person that they are when they are in their, you know,
right,
healthy
but
bag.
That's no such thing. Like, you can't want somebody for some of them and not all of them. That's kind of that's trash. You know, that's like wanting to eat chips but not wanting to get fat or get like all the bad parts of it and just want the taste. That's not how it goes. You got to get everything that comes with eating it.
Okay, so in your relationships, do you, because when I was going over my questions with my boyfriend, and he was like, oh, man, yeah, mad guys relate to that. We all, I'm like.
Love it.
What?
Beautiful.
No, not beautiful.
Right.
Not beautiful. I feel like there has to be a better way of doing that. You don't got to do that.
Like what?
Just be honest. Get the heartbreak over with. Like, look, this ain't working. We just got to go different ways.
Yeah, I think
and you can still be friends after that.
Sometimes, depending on the degree of damage that's done and the degree of the relationship and, what's done. I think it takes a very, very deep level of self to be honest with people, because you have to be honest with yourself first about who you are, where you are, and what you've done. And even after that, sometimes it's difficult because you just don't want to lose whatever you benefit from or deal with the repercussions from it. So it's a lot that... Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but that's just selfish.
Definitely. I think relationships in itself are selfish. Everyone is in a relationship for self-interest. Nah, oh. I'm just in a life. I think everyone chooses who they want to be with based off self-interest. That's just naturally how it is.
Okay,
you're
love
with the person. Love, but self-interest. Right? Like, you could love plenty of people, but the person that you choose to be with is usually based on self-interest. They benefit you in a certain way. If you're not to get this thing from them, you wouldn't want to be in that situation. That's just how it is.
Okay.
Let your nigga stop delivering whatever he delivering. I guarantee you, you'll be somewhere else.
I think that there's, like, degrees. You know what I mean? Like, love is not...
You hear?
No. I think that love is not, like, enough. I think that there's more to it if this is somebody you're going to be with forever. But I just think, like, love is the premise of it.
It could be. I think it could be. Every relationship isn't based on love.
You said that you're over love. I heard it in the music.
That's
you
hilarious.
Said you're over love. You still feel
no,
like
I
that?
Love love. I fuck with love. Okay. I think love is the most incredible thing in the world that anyone gets to experience when it's experienced properly.
For sure.
Yeah.
So you're still optimistic about it?
I'm neither optimistic or unoptimistic. It's not a heavy focal to me. Like I'm just kind of maneuvering through life and, you know, just in trying to enjoy as much of it as I can.
But you do want to get married?
No.
Yes.
Nah.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
No?
No.
You don't want nobody to share your last name?
Not really. I'm not Not really. I mean, but that's separate from love. I think there's marriage and there's love, and the two don't have to have to be together to coexist.
Anybody that you don't love.
Never. You shouldn't marry anybody you don't love for certain. But I don't think you have to marry someone because you love them. I don't think you have to marry someone ever. Like, you just love them. If you love them, then love them.
You sure you're not into polygamy?
I'm positive. Yeah.
Okay, so
are you married?
No, but I would love to be.
Are you
married.
In love?
Yes.
Why are you not married?
We're working on it. We know where the devil is.
Okay, beautiful. Good job.
We all are, but okay. So that's so interesting to me. Is it because of, like, prior to you blowing up with the music, were you into that path, or like, are you just never were into, like, marriage?
I've never been into marriage. It's never been like a thing for me, or something that I envisioned for myself or seen. But I've also never really experienced happy marriages throughout life for me to be like, man, that looks so great, I want to get married. So it's just never been,
man,
at the top of, you feel me? Like, why would you want something that you've never really seen and felt?
How I look at it is more so just like a life partner. You experience life together.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you could do that with somebody you just love.
Yeah, you don't have to be married to experience that at all. Yeah.
I still want to get married. Okay. So.
Yeah. Do your Dougie.
This is a good conversation, but I don't know what. Don't get any ideas.
Your dude going to be like, yeah, that's how we be feeling.
He already agreed with too much. All right, so, I was going to say, what would you say about being famous you think turns people into assholes?
Access. Power. Yeah, when you get a certain level of fame, you get access to a bunch of shit that you didn't originally have access to.
Okay.
In terms of exposure, awareness, people, women, opportunity,
just like, right?
Yeah, and
like,
some of that access gives you a sense of hierarchy. You know, if you walk up to a venue and it's a line full of 500 people and somebody say, hey, come to the front, you in? That gives you a different sense of hierarchy. You become somebody, and then when you become somebody, sometimes you start thinking everybody else is nobody. Mm-hmm. And that could really make you jaded.
Yeah, that's real. And we see it happen all the time.
All the time. So we watch it in real time, literally.
Interesting era that we're in. That's why I kind of hate, not that I hate social media, but I hate how we're like overfed personality. Like, I would like much better if I just heard the music.
That's hilarious.
With certain people.
Sometimes I like the music so much more because of the person, but right? It just depends.
Case by case.
Exactly.
Yeah. It depends on what noise they're feeding me.
Right.
Yeah. So, okay. That's just a thought.
She's good. This has been one of the best ones. She's good. Yeah.
Thank you. I'm glad you're liking it. So let's get into I'm good. You're talking about how you enjoy playing the victim. Now, the line is, trying to convince myself I'm being used, I love playing the victim. And I feel like a lot of people like to play the victim. And I just recently kind of got into, I guess, owning up to my shit.
Accountability. Right.
That's the word, right? Accountability. Right. So Have you reached the point of accountability, and what was a turning point for that?
Yeah. I feel like I've always dabbled in and out of accountability. Like, there's some days I'm fully aware of who I am and the damage I've done and the role I've played. And there's some days where I don't want to accept it because it's too heavy of a burden to like live with. But, definitely, I feel like I'm in a state now where I'm having to deal with more and more accountability because my life is shifting based around my actions, so I have no choice but to accept what I've done. Right.
That's good, though. It's always better to take it on head on, I'm realizing, than dragging things out, because you drag it out, it just blows up and becomes a...
It gets bigger and bigger, right.
Even be.
Right.
So yeah, I was like, damn, man, that's a real line. What makes you, like, feel open with being that vulnerable?
I don't really think about it when I'm writing the song. Like, when I'm writing it, I don't think, like, Nyla's finna be in her room listening to this and be like, hey, nigga, this kind of, right? I'm just sharing, I'm just expressing how I feel in the moment, and then we shared and we put it out, but I don't go that deep into thought about it. This is just what I'm feeling.
Okay. I guess the type of, like, that I am, I like music based off of content.
Yeah.
So like, if you're saying something I can relate to, like, I'll cry to music. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's like a form of healing.
Beautiful.
That's why, like, lyrics and stuff like that matter to me, because, it's like a part of the healing. So that's the only reason why I'm like,
No, I feel
tell
it.
Me what was this?
That's beautiful, though. Like, you should make things, like, I was one of those, when I was younger, I used to go look at lyrics, like, just read lyrics, and I used to do the same thing, like, lyrics sit with me, so that's dope that people still do it.
Yeah. Some of us.
Right, right.
A lot of people, like, just whatever, but... Yeah, for sure. And then it's like, you're talking about things that, and I guess that's the beauty of being an artist, or really the hard part. It's like, you're talking about how we feel inside, like things I can't really express, y'all put in songs.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. That's like, the artist's job.
Yeah. So that's why I was like, that's a skill that not everybody can do.
Fact.
So you say, I'd rather play with your feelings, rather play with your mind and make you mine. Yeah, you get. Yeah,
you get good at it when you do them.
When you do that, what are you gaining from it as a man? Why are you laughing at that?
I think you, well, what I personally gain from it sometimes, it's usually like an ego booster. Sometimes, as men, depending on how you grew up or what you experienced, you feel really small. So sometimes doing certain shit just makes you feel big momentarily. It makes you feel like you've achieved something, or you conquered something, or you just, it just gives you a momentary high,
but
right?
Is it just for you, or is it like, is it for show? Like when you
what
guys,
you mean?
Like when you guys do these things, is it so you can be like, oh, I got that? Like, is it something to prove to your friends, or is it more like something to prove
nah,
to
my
yourself?
Friends don't even know half the shit I've done.
Well, that's good, because
yeah,
no,
nah, it has nothing to do with nobody else. You feel me? I'm not trying to score so to prove it. Good. You feel me? It's all internal.
So, how many hearts have you broken
in the summer?
I know you said 3 is your favorite number. Or guess what's the most that you've broken in? Like, you know what? I feel too bad to even say.
Right, that's many. I have no idea. I have no clue. That's wild. That's a wild question. Hey, right. So how bad are you? Right. It's right. That's crazy. Right. What's your worst habit?
No, you said how many hearts? I don't even know where I got that one.
Yeah, you broke in the summer. Yeah, that's my favorite song on the album.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's the one that's most close to home. Like, that's just, that song really makes me just, it just reminds me of why I love music, and like honest music and true music, because it sits different with the listener and the consumer as well. And it just makes you feel different when you hear something from the heart.
Yeah, I love that. I like knowing your favorite one. And that was the one that you ended up adding at the end, right?
Yep. Yeah, it was perfect addition.
Yeah. Okay. So.
And it had to be at the end because I had to go through life to even be able to make that song, right?
That makes sense. So, Can I Have This Dance?
Yeah.
Who was throwing dirt on your name? He's like, nah, she's getting down to it. All right. You don't have to answer if you don't want to.
Yeah.
General.
Right. General.
Okay. Fine. And then I hate when life is going great.
Yeah, I love that one too.
A lot of fun when you were recording that record.
Yeah, man. It was like my it was just like, you know, when you just go through the ringer and then it's finally over and it's like, oh, fuck. I made it through, right? That's what I hate when life's great. It was like, it was that accountability. It was just like, bro, yeah, I did what the fuck I did, but this is where we at with it. You feel me? And you can only go forward from that state.
I love it. Okay. See, that's all I'm doing for the deep dive.
Love it. No, that was exceptional. That was great. All right, my turn.
Wait, no, I'm not done. I'm not done. Wait, if you want to ask me questions, sure.
No, I'm just wondering.
Okay. These are our fill in the blanks.
Come on.
The older I get, the less I blink.
The older I get, the less I care.
Like that? I can't believe I actually blanked when I was younger.
Cared.
All right. Yeah. I'm a little embarrassed by the fact that I know so little about blank.
I don't think I so little about
be anything. Country music, I don't know. All right. I would die without blank.
I will die without regret.
Good. sometimes I look back on my life and blink.
Smile.
From time to time, it's good to blink.
Chill.
I wonder when politicians blink. I wonder when politicians anything.
Huh?
All right. Let's see. I made a complete fool of myself when I blank.
Was dishonest?
You got caught in your lie?
Yeah, plenty of times.
You want to tell the story or not?
No.
No? All right.
It's not story time.
Last one. This is story time. All right. You would never believe me if I told you blank. And whatever you tell me the story.
You would never believe me if I told you. I write the best R&B records.
That one's actually kind of believable.
Yeah,
well, you're an artist. Yeah, I would believe that. I got to give you a different one. That one. All right, this is your last one. An ideal world would be blank.
An ideal world would be... loving.
I'll take it. All right, LaRussell, shout out your IG. Thank you so much for coming. But let's
come on.
Make it tap in.
I'm at LaRussell on everything. Good company is the brand and the company. It's different.
It's different.
Yeah.
Today. Thank you so much for stopping by.
This was exceptional. You're great. Yeah.
<Thanks, guys. laughs>